You bid you welcome today. Usually there's 25 people here around here. Is there some special occasion or something? We need to run some more bulletins. The vicar is on vacation, returning on Friday. Our communion policy is in the bulletin. If you're a Missouri Synod Lutheran communion, come forward. If you're not, you may come forward. If you're not a Missouri Synod Lutheran, you cross your arms over your chest, and I'll give you the baptismal blessing. Today is actually the eve of the name of Jesus. People call it New Year's Eve, but it's actually January 1st is the eighth day of Christ's circumcision, the eve of the name of Jesus. So our focus is beginning this year in the name of Jesus. You'll notice also we have the corporate confession and absolution at the beginning of the service, which is a little different than usual as well. But we sing the opening hymn, "Across the Sky, the Shades of Night," this New Year's Eve, hymn 899. "Can Stand and Face the Cross as Enter the Sanctuary," hymn 899. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body just given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way, he also took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I gave myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him. And according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the cup is filled with wine of many grapes and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another not only in word but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and Merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. We stand.
O Almighty God, Merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. And standing by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
We turn to the front of the hymnal and chant together responsively Psalm 8.
O Lord, our Lord, how
majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. The moon and the stars, which you have set in place.
See this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. At the end of 8 days, when Jesus was circumcised, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel to Joseph before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Page 191, we confess the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, life of the world to come.
Hymn of the day, hymn 898, may be seen. Significant. There were eight people in the ark And God began all over again with those eight people. When the baby is circumcised his eighth day, God begins the whole new covenant with that child. Easter Sunday is actually the eighth day. It's the day after the seventh day of rest of the new creation. In the Bible, the number eight is connected to our baptism in 1 and 2 Peter. As the ark saved Noah, so baptism saves us. So the number eight, which is tomorrow, January 1st, is a significant number for the beginning of a new life, a new covenant. And so it fits very well with 2026. Jesus, as an eight-day-old baby, is already fulfilling the law and shedding his blood at 8 days old. There's a hymn that goes, "At the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word." In these lessons from Numbers, Galatians, and Luke, we see the name of the Father placed upon us in the benediction. We see the name of the Spirit that is placed upon us in our baptism. We see the name of Jesus placed upon us as the eighth day of the new creation for us. The name of the Father is placed upon us in the benediction. Did you notice that the benediction that was read has been spoken in churches now for probably 35, well, in churches for 2,000 years, but was given to Moses in 1500 B.C. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you." Has been spoken over God's people for 3,500 years. Now, this blessing is Trinitarian. "The Lord bless you" is the Father. "The Lord make his face shine upon you" is the Son. "The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace" is the Holy Spirit. It is fitting that the pastor faces you when he speaks this, because Moses spoke the people, when he faced the people and spoke this word of blessing. Remember when Moses came out of the tabernacle and his face was shining like the sun? They put a veil over it until the shining went away. "Lifting up his countenance upon us and giving us peace." The Lord faces us. That's important. If you know somebody very well and you don't realize you've done something wrong to them, and you come up to them and they turn their back on you, you know something's not right. They turn their back on me? They won't even look at me? God the Father is looking at you through the Word of God, through the Word of His Son, and saying, "I bless you." And so the eve of the name of Jesus focuses on the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, spoken throughout all the year, the close of the service and the benediction. Secondly, the name of the Holy Spirit is placed upon us in our baptism. The epistle lesson was in Galatians chapter 3. This whole section is talking about baptism. We've been baptized into Christ. We put on Christ. The reason for the white robes, it's a symbol of baptismal blessing upon us. And you notice it says we are all sons of God through faith in Christ. And he said there's no Jew nor Greek or male nor female. What this means is that as baptized Christian, we are all sons of God, small letter S, because we are connected to the Son of God, capital letter S, Jesus. You see, if you want to have the inheritance, you have to be connected to the Son. We don't get the inheritance just because the Lord just gives it just to anybody. Those who are baptized in Christ and have the gift of the Holy Spirit, who have faith, and know that they are justified by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, through His atoning sacrifice, those are the ones who were called sons of God. So it matters not whether you're male or female, young or old, Jew or Greek, we are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And the name of the Spirit is placed upon us in our baptism. Just as the benediction is amazing, baptism is amazing. Every person who's been baptized there or all around the world has the same Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit, and all Christians have the same Holy Spirit. The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the benediction, the name of the Spirit in our baptism, and then the reading from Luke, the name of Jesus upon us in the eighth day of the new creation. Now you recall that the name Jesus was told to Joseph by the angel Gabriel. We've been talking about this a lot during the Christmas season, that Mary conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in her womb as a virgin. Joseph assumed she'd been pregnant by another man. The Holy Spirit says, no, no, through the angel Gabriel. What is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Take her to be your wife. And he did. He knew her not during the entire 9 months. She remained a virgin. And he said, give him the name Jesus. Now, we know about the shepherds and Mary and Joseph on Christmas Eve. But there weren't a lot of people there when they took Jesus up to the temple to have him circumcised at 8 days old. Mary and Joseph, other people in the temple. Because the eighth day meant this child is now under the covenant of God's grace. Jesus is fulfilling the law for us already as a baby. Keep in mind, Jesus is the second Adam who comes to undo the curse of the first Adam. He is now circumcised. He is circumcised and will be baptized when he's 30 years old as the second Adam representing all of mankind. The name Jesus is not an accident. Jesus is Greek. Yeshua is Hebrew. It means Yeshua means Yahweh saves. God saves. Yeshua, which comes over into Greek and English as Jesus. His name literally means Yahweh saves. The angel specifically told him to give Joseph, to give Jesus that name. So all the hymns today are constantly talking about the name of Jesus. Now, the name of Jesus is not a mantra. You just kind of say it over and over and over again, like some New Age mantra, Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's not what it means. The name of Jesus means this name of Christ who was crucified, risen, and ascended is the human name of the Son of God who came here on earth to fulfill all righteousness and to be offered in our place. That is why another hymn verse closes with this. I rest my soul on Jesus, this weary soul of mine. His right hand me embraces, I on his breast recline. I love the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, Christ the Lord. Like fragrance on the breezes, his name abroad is poured. So even though our friends are just celebrating New Year's Eve and have no idea about the name of Jesus, we are going forth into the new year in 2026 with the name of Jesus placed upon us and the triune name of God in the benediction, in our baptism, and in the new creation, the eighth day. Let us go forth in the name of Jesus as we begin this new year. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Continue on page 192, we stand to sing the offertory.
Thank you.
gather the offering, sign the ritual friendship pad at the end of the pew, and tear it off, put it in the basket in an urn as you leave. You gather the offerings, you may be seated. Church, we stand to pray. Let us pray. Eternal God, we commit to your mercy and forgiveness the year now ending, and commend you to your blessing and love the times yet to come. In this new year, abide among us with your Holy Spirit, that we may always trust in the saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
On this night, we ask your blessings upon John and Joni Eisenbaum as they celebrate their 65th anniversary. Holy God, gracious Father, you established the marriage covenant, desire that it be kept holy. We pray your blessings upon John and Joni as they celebrate their loving commitment of 65 years together. In their exchange of vows, grant that they would continue in wedded life to live according to your word and rejoice in your strong love and enduring blessing. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. Grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit in his name, that our hearts may be made pure from all sin. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We sing the New Year's hymn, 390. Let us all with gladsome voice. You may be seated. Sacrament, page 194, we stand. The Lord be with you.
Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth full of glory, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Christ, which is given for you, O Christ.
Body and blood of our Lord Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. abiding blood of our Lord Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Body, blood of our Lord Jesus, strengthen and preserve you with the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Blood of our Lord Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. The minutes, page 199, we stand to sing.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you will strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace.
Verse 5. fellowship. So, you all.